This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, Central College, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, and Pella Precast Products. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Souter Family Farms, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Knoxville Raceway, Dowie Pest Control, and the Marion County Fair Association. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does FFA do for our students, and do they see themselves with a future in agriculture? In the fourth part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Levi Collins, Jenna Koslerich, and Shania Calhoun, FFA students, and Tiffany Johnston, FFA advisor at the Knoxville High School. So, Ms. Johnston, what got you interested in FFA?
You're asking me to think way back. Well, I was in 4-H when I was younger, and my sister had joined FFA when she was in high school. And so I kind of just followed in her footsteps. And ever since I was a freshman in high school, I was kind of involved in FFA. And then as I got older, I became an officer in our chapter. And then about halfway through my senior year of high school, I decided to become an ag teacher and FFA advisor.
You knew that early you were going to do that?
Yes, yep.
Has that met all of your expectations, being an advisor?
Yes. I mean, I got to carry on my passion for agriculture and my passion for FFA. And, you know, a big part of it was when I was younger, I was really shy, and FFA kind of brought me out of my shell. So it's kind of neat to watch the students do the same thing, to watch them grow as from freshmen all the way to seniors and see how they've changed.
Do all of you want to do something in your career that you've been able to learn about in FFA?
Yeah.
Are you all going to do something related to agriculture,
yes.
You think?
Yeah.
I know.
You know? Okay, yeah. What do you want to do?
Ag sales and ag marketing.
And FFA is helping you learn about that?
Yeah.
Ag sales and ag marketing. What do you mean?
Like, I want to sell large ag equipment and then have horses on the side to sell.
All right, so you want to be, I'm not going to try to anticipate what dealership you might
have. John Deere.
You know, John Deere?
Yeah.
So you want to sell John Deere equipment?
Yeah.
Do you have family in farming?
All my uncles do.
All your uncles, and they're John Deere fans?
Yep. All nothing right, else. No red, no nothing.
All right, and so that's what you want to do. Why sell it? Why sell John Deere equipment? It's just big and cool?
I don't know. I job shadowed John Deere, and I liked the salesman and what he did. So.
And Jenna, what ag-related career are you thinking about?
I used to always want to go into animal science and be something like a vet and something on that line, but more that I think about it, I actually want to go towards ag business and be more of the business side, but I love agriculture, so I want to do something agriculture-related that is more that you work more in the desk area than have to be tugging a cow or something, because I'm a smaller person. That doesn't really work out with, like, the size I am and stuff.
So maybe an FSA loan officer or work, I don't know, in education, ag education? Or?
I think I'd have a lot of fun being a FFA advisor also, but or being one of those, like, people who have the IJBA, the Iowa Junior Beef Breeds Association, who deals with that and runs the cattle shows, and or like who runs the state fair cattle shows and stuff like that, I think would be a lot of fun.
So you like events?
Yeah, I could say that, I guess.
More in depth after this.
The This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Cargill Corn Milling, Hewitt Service Center, Laley North America, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, and Pleasantville State Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, Kevin Wadley CPA, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Tri-County Veterinary Clinic.
I continued my conversation with Levi Collins, Jenna Koslerich, and Shania Calhoun, FFA students, and Tiffany Johnston, FFA advisor at the Knoxville High School.
Levi, your agricultural dreams?
Originally, I wanted to be a vet or something along those lines, but then I worked for a vet for a little bit, and I didn't like doing that and being inside all the time. And I worked for a small animal vet. Now I'm between ag education or animal science or animal nutrition, something in those lines. I'd be an ag educator, but I don't know if I want to be in the room every day. I would like to be more outside or driving around, like maybe a soil tester, agronomist, or something like that.
So you want to be involved with agriculture, but I don't hear any farmers here.
Oh, well, I would love to farm, you can't just start farming. Like, they cost too much. You can't go buy a bunch of land. Land's going for a lot these
risky
days.
Business.
And, like, I'd love to marry a farmer, though.
There you go.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of guys out there listening now. Young guys with farms. So you would like to, but those are interesting challenges that they...
Yes.
That they might like to be a farmer, but it's difficult.
Yes, it is. And the other great thing about being involved in the FFA program and the ag education program is that even if you're not going into agriculture, you can gain skills that you can use in any career. So, you know, I have members that are going to go into business that isn't necessarily ag business or things like that, or become teachers that, you know, elementary teachers. But the skills that they can gain through being in FFA, such as the speaking skills and the confidence and job interview skills, could carry them through any career that they want to go into.
Do you have many kids that aren't interested in agriculture that come because of those opportunities?
You know, you see it more and more, you know, the longer I've taught. This is my 9th year. And when I first started, there was more just your typical ag kid that grew up on a farm, wanted to go into farming or something agriculture related. And the longer I've been in it, the more kids you see that are doing it for the leadership skills and the job skills that they can, you know, use in whatever they go into.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pleasantville Schools, Scurrying and Utermarkt, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Machine, Vermeer Corporation, Vanderwilt Construction, and the Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Good Samaritan Society in Indianola, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Key Cooperative, Iowa Realty, Freebird Bail Bonds, and Creative Landscaping. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Levi Collins, Jenna Koslerich, and Shania Calhoun, FFA students, and Tiffany Johnston, FFA advisor at the Knoxville High School.
What's interesting over the years, the proportion of people in agriculture that are actually farming has diminished, although mm-hmm. the people in ag business has grown.
Yes. Yes, and that's very true, and part of it is because it's such a risky business being a farmer, and if it's not, the farm is not in your family, it's hard to get into, like Jenna said. So it has changed quite a bit as far as, you know, the interest in what part of agriculture you want to be in.
Well, and how many kids in Knoxville are in FFA?
Currently, we have right under 100 members.
That's a lot.
That's a good number, yeah.
You want more?
It would be nice, yeah. You always want more, I mean, because it is such a great opportunity. And even if they're not going into agriculture, it's good to know about agriculture because we all use it in our everyday lives. So it's good for everybody to understand the importance of it and why we need to keep it around.
Why is it important for everybody to know the importance of agriculture?
I think because you need to know where your food or where basically everything comes from, because everything comes from agriculture, and without it, we wouldn't be where we are today.
That all comes from the grocery store, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but before the grocery store, it comes from
I know that's what the city kids think, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but without a farmer, they'd be homeless and naked and hungry.
that's one really important thing, and FFA, it helps teach the kids and people who don't know about agriculture about it, because they wouldn't be here without agriculture, and they don't know where their food comes from and all of that stuff. And it's like you wouldn't be able to live if you didn't have agriculture.
Do you think that most Iowa kids know a lot about agriculture and farming and where their food comes from?
Probably not.
Probably not?
The kids from the small towns probably do, but, I mean, not the ones from the bigger towns. They won't know.
Really?
I know there's people in Knoxville even that they've never seen a cow before.
How can you live in Knoxville and not seen a cow?
I guess you never go to
it happens.
The farm. I don't know.
Well, we know that there's a lot of people in our legislature in Des Moines that I don't think they might go to Honolulu more than they'll go out to rural Iowa. So this is a significant issue, this education issue.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Knoxville High School FFA Chapter, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe and Newton, Two Rivers Cooperative, Country Chic Boutique, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Dingaman Concrete. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Pella Feed Service, Marion County Rural Water, Van Haften Racing, De Blumenhof, Verduft Agency, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Levi Collins, Jenna Koslerich, and Shania Calhoun, FFA students, and Tiffany Johnston, FFA advisor at the Knoxville High School.
Do you see kids from the big city that don't know anything about agriculture?
I think at, like, national convention, I think there's some kids that are from the city who've never had animal experience, and they just go because they're in FFA. They don't know, like, in depth where it all comes from, I think.
There are kids in the city in FFA. Do they have different programs for them?
Yes. Like, for example, I mean, here in Iowa, Des Moines has a separate school that's a tech school for kids that are interested in learning about agriculture. So they transport kids from all the different Des Moines schools so that they can solely learn about agriculture. So those are coming up more and more in bigger city areas across the United States where it's a tech school that is strictly for them to learn about agriculture or other areas.
Well, that's good that they offer that in
yep.
our bigger cities. And so is it a process whereby you get the freshmen in and you learn something, and then as you go through school, you learn more, and then do you end up teaching the younger kids, you know, as your juniors and seniors? Does that happen?
We do PALS.
What's that?
We go to the second graders and teach them facts about animals and soil and read with them.
Okay, second graders reaching all the way down there? Second graders don't know much, do they?
No.
Unless they are growing up
yeah.
on the farm.
Some of them actually know a lot.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were teaching about chickens, and my pal like knew every single thing about a chicken, and I was like, I don't even know that much about a chicken. I was supposed to be teaching you. But
there's also kids, like, my pals didn't know where eggs came from. Like, I had a couple, and they didn't know even where their egg came from or if the rooster or the hen laid the egg, or they didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I guess second graders are not going to know a lot of things, and that's why you're there. In the old days, everybody would have known that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just remember there was this television show, and they were hunting caribou, and and on the show, they were, like, at the end where they talked to the crowd, I don't know what you call that, but, and they were saying, I got this letter from a person, and they told me, quit killing the caribou, go to the store and buy it, go get it where it's made. And that's, you don't make the, you don't make meat anyways, so, like, people are just really uneducated out there.
They don't grow caribou and beef behind the meat counter.
And comes off a tree.
Yeah, and the plastic wraps. Where does that come from? Yeah, all very interesting. So what's the best part of FFA to you?
I think getting the experience to meet all the new people when we go different places, and my experience that I'm going to have when I leave high school with college.
And you're ready for college, ready for your career.
Signed on, got my classes and everything.
Where?
Iowa Central.
Iowa Central.
She's also going to be on the rodeo team there.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Best part of FFA to you?
My favorite part is probably learning more about agriculture and, like, the stuff that I don't know as much about. But I also like the part that, like, the career development events that help you, that don't only give you the skills for high school, but they give you lifelong skills. Like, I was Creed speaker my freshman year, and that's helped me tremendously throughout speaking with anything that I have to speak for.
And where are you going to go to school?
I haven't decided. I have options yet, but I still have a couple years to figure that out.
Okay, very good. Best part of FFA?
The best part is probably just learning about agriculture and meeting all the new people that you're going to meet. But I also I've never done sports or really anything else like that, so it also gave me a club that I could really, like, connect with, even though I didn't do sports. And most of the clubs are sports-related, and it's just hard to get in if you don't do sports. So I think FFA has just given me a place to be, I guess.
And school?
Northwest Missouri.
And so you encourage other kids to belong to FFA, to come and join if they aren't already members?
Oh, yeah, because even if you don't know much about agriculture, you get to learn more about agriculture. And FFA, the main deal that attracts people who don't know anything about agriculture is you don't just learn skills that you're going to use just during high school, like a sport, so you can play it in high school, but once you're 40, I used to be able to shoot three-pointers from anywhere. Like, that's not going to do you anything, but you get to learn lifelong skills like communication and leadership that you're going to use throughout your whole entire life.
Thanks to Levi Collins, Janiah Koslerich, Shania Calhoun, and Tiffany Johnston for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.